Welcome to the January 13th AAR broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. Three quick things before we get going. If you're looking for ammunition, it's getting tough to find. Check out our great sponsor, Allegiance Ammunition. Allegiance Ammunition. They have great calibers available for you, all defensive calibers, at AllegianceAmmunition.com. Make sure to check them out. Also, win the gun of your choice. Guns are getting hard to find right now. PennyGunAuction.com. Enter the promo code WIN in caps, and you get 20 free bids. There's no cost to it. No credit card required. Those 20 free bids might win you the gun of your choice. We had a listener win the auction that we were talking about on last night's broadcast. Their choice of a Glock or a baby Desert Eagle. So it was great. Participate. WIN, the promo code at PennyGunAuction.com. Make sure to put it in caps and you may very well win. Also, our syndicator, Salem Radio Network, has done an outstanding job growing this broadcast. They're supporting our Second Amendment right. The daytime hosts, Mike Gallagher, Bill Bennett, Michael Medved, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, and the rest of them are all supporting the Second Amendment, and all of the daytime hosts have formed a petition at supportsecondamendment.com. That's supportsecondamendment.com. Head over there, fill it out, put your name on the list. The last time they did this with the healthcare petition, they garnered over 1 million signatures. It will be going to every member of Congress and the White House. Let's help them. They're helping us. Enjoy this week's broadcast, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome, welcome, welcome indeed. It's a pleasure to have you joining me here on the Armed American Radio broadcast. Isn't that a beautiful thing? The Armed American Radio Network. I love the fact that the mainstream, let's say the conservative talk radio circuit during the day. I love the fact that conservative talk radio is all over this subject that we talk about every week now. Where you been? This was news. For 4 years, we knew this was getting ready to happen. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're jumping on the bandwagon. Hopefully you're not like Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans, fair weather fans. Love to follow the team when they're winning, bail on them, and can't watch a home game when they're losing. So stick with us, will you? We could use your support. Every day. We know we have your support. We just like to hear you talk about it more often. Sean, my producer down in Dallas, are you with me?
Yes.
How you feeling today? You a little under the weather?
Yes.
Are you?
Very much so.
That's okay. You're allowed.
Well.
But you're here.
Yes, I am.
And like this broadcast, listeners to the Armed American Radio Network have never, since the inception of this show, gotten a repeat broadcast?
Nope.
Not one time?
Nope.
I will say 1 hour. We had a technical glitch where our computers stopped talking to each other between the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Yes.
And the Dallas Network.
Yes.
And when that happened, we were forced to go to the tape backup.
Yes.
But that was for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, in almost 4 years.
Yes. So I'll be here unless I'm absolutely cannot move. You know what I mean?
So freedom never takes a break, pal.
Freedom never takes a break.
If I'm breathing, we're here.
Yes.
And I'm breathing.
I'm barely, but I am.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Take a listen to this. This is an opinion column from Jay Bookman. Jay Bookman. Common sense on guns. This appeared in today's Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And I'm going to quote. I want you to pay careful attention to this. I guess I'm going to have to preface it with this. Many of you are aware of the Walton County, Georgia woman. It has been making national news. Who defended herself and her two young children in the crawl space of their attic from a violent intruder last week. Not too far from where I sit today. While her husband was on the phone with 911 in one hand and her on the other, walking her through how to shoot if he got in
to the crawl space they were at. Now, I want to point out, when the intruder broke in the home, the kids didn't answer the door. She herded them into the crawl space, grabbed her firearm, and hid. Called her husband, who was walking her through. Remember what I taught you. Remember what I taught you. Remember what you're supposed to do. I want to point out that the intruder came into the house. There have been reports thinking the house was empty, yet he sought out the family. He sought them out into the crawl space. He didn't go in and see an empty home and take a TV. He sought them out. That's never a good sign. And, of course, her husband is heard on the chilling 911 tape, "Shoot him, shoot him, shoot him." And she continues to do just that. Good for her. Now we'll go to Jay Bookman's column. It's called Common Sense on Guns. Where have we heard that before? Terrified by an intruder who had broken into her Walton County home this month, Melinda Herman grabbed a .38 caliber pistol to protect herself and her two children. As the intruder drew closer to their attic hiding spot, Herman called upon her handgun training, practice, and protective instinct, and fired six shots, five of which struck her target. The barrage drove the intruder out of her home, where he was later arrested. Now, keep in mind, the barrage drove the intruder. He was shot five times out of her home, where he got in his vehicle, ladies and gentlemen, and drove away. That barrage. And he says, continues, "I do love a happy ending." You can debate the statistics about how often guns in the home are used for good or evil. You can point out the instances in which such weapons end up in the hands of children or criminals, or in which people mistake a loved one for an intruder. Those are facts that would-be gun owners ought to weigh in their decision-making, but for Herman, access to a firearm and the training to use it worked out well. Opponents, get this, opponents of gun safety laws. That's what we are if we oppose the government's gun grab. We're opponents of gun safety laws. And I continue, opponents of gun safety laws have seized upon Herman's story as some sort of counterweight to the mass murder of children in Connecticut that is now driving a reassessment of national gun laws. But the connection is tenuous at best. No serious gun law proposal in the wake of the Connecticut tragedy, and certainly no gun law that I would support, would try to disarm Herman or deny her the right to protect her family. That is not at issue. Yes, sir, it is. Herman is a law-abiding, trained adult, not a criminal or a person with mental health problems. Likewise, a .38 pistol kept for home defense is not a semi-automatic assault weapon with a large-capacity magazine being marketed as a cure for those insecure in their masculinity. They want you to them, it's okay if you keep a .38. But if you own their definition of assault rifle, you are insecure in your masculinity. But he doesn't want to deny Ms. Herman her right to bear arms for defense of her family. He just wants her to keep the .38 pistol, which, mind you, five of the six shots hit the intruder, forcing him out of the house, down the steps, out the door, into the car, turn the key, drive away before he finally collapses down the street and gets caught. Yet again, the mainstream media claiming that those of us who oppose their gun-grabbing scheme are using that revolver as a counterweight to the massacre in Connecticut. This guy couldn't be further from the truth. Because I'll tell you what she needed, and I bet she has now, is a bigger gun with more bullets that wouldn't have allowed him to escape the house, because he could have chosen to continue to attack her if he saw fit. But a coward, out the door he went. Let's not even go into the fact that he could have had an accomplice, at which point she would have been murdered or raped in front of her children, or could have been. Who knows what could have happened at that point, such as, see, the Connecticut home invasion, or any of the other millions of home invasions around the country committed by more than one perp. Jay Bookman, please, you're part of the problem. But don't worry about it. It's okay that she has a 38. God forbid she had a Glock. Or a Smith & Wesson. Or a Carr. Or a Springfield XD. Or anything else more effective than the 38. God forbid the criminal wasn't able to pick himself up off of her floor and drive away. Thank God, Jay Bookman, that he didn't have an accomplice with him. For this scenario would have turned out entirely differently, and you would be writing a different story. They can't stand you, ladies and gentlemen. They hate your freedoms. If you own an AR-15, you are insecure in your masculinity.
Let's see. Why he had to go there?
Because, look, I don't know Jay Bookman. I don't know Jay Bookman, okay? I'm sure he's a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he is.
Mm.
I don't know that I'd eat pasta with him.
No, that's not happening.
But I'm glad he sees fit that the mother can have a 38 in her house. Thanks a lot.
I think he needs to be reassigned to something else.
Common sense gun laws. Common sense gun laws. Common sense to a left-wing, committed, ideologue, gun hater means one thing. You agree with me. If you don't, you're not using common sense. Wow. But anyway, thanks for the ability to spend time with you, Jay Bookman, on that segment. We enjoy exposing you for what you guys are. More on the Armed American Radio Network when we come back after this.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, your host. Ooh, fun stuff. No shortage of things to talk about with you today. That's for darn sure. Larry Pratt, the Gun Owners of America. If you missed it, he was on Fox News Sunday today, did just an absolutely outstanding job. There's nobody better than Larry. If you saw him on Piers Morgan, you know what I mean. You can go back and Google that up and hit it on YouTube. But I would ask that you watch Larry on Fox News Sunday. Very even keel and a very straight shooter, pun intended, when it comes to discussing your firearms freedoms with the national media. And we'll talk a little bit about what Larry had to say and what it means to you, because we've got some good news, believe it or not, coming from the National Rifle Association and from the Gun Owners of America. The mainstream media doesn't like to tell you that, but we will. Joining me right now is Charles Heller from the JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And Charles is on the side of the road somewhere around Bullhead City, Arizona, on his way to Las Vegas. Charles, how you doing?
Oh, good. I'm way south of, I'm between Wickenburg and Wickiup, looking for one bar of signal on the cell.
Well, you've got it. Thank you for pulling off the side of the road and for giving us a call. We're still trying to reach Alan Corwin. We did talk to him in the previous segment. We had to push him forward. We hope to be getting him on the show as well, too. Charles, your take on all of this. We haven't had the opportunity to talk with you and the JPFO. What's your organization's take on this unbelievable assault against our freedoms?
Well, for one thing, this is too well organized to have happened spontaneously.
Correct.
This has got to have been happening along. This has got to be the fruition of what the Obamaist-in-Chief was talking about when he said they're working under the radar. This has got to be the plans that they were planning on doing. I think my prediction is what they're going to try to do is Feinstein's plan is probably more radical than any of the others.
Right.
And what's going to happen is the great disorganizer, Joe the Clueless, is going to come down. There'll be a great argument between one side and the other that wants a total, you know, turn them in, and the other people that want something else. And Joe's going to split the baby right in half and say, how about we turn them into Class 3? I think that's what they're going to try and push for. And here's the disaster of that. First of all, number one, one of the founding fathers said that when the people fear the government, it's tyranny, and when the government fears the people, it's liberty. And we need to be pushing that. We need to be pushing that. Look, government is very afraid of the people with guns. Good. That's a good thing. The problem is that kind of fear may not play very well with the general public. And that's a true problem too, because if if they get the hearts and minds, we will lose. In the long run, we'll lose, no matter what the Constitution says. It's very hard to overcome the will of the people. So somehow what we've got to do is convince people through their emotions that taking away good things from good people is not the cure for curing what bad people do with good things.
Well, what they're trying to do right now, Charles, is they're trying to demonize now the semi-automatic firearm. The mainstream media is all over this. You don't need that semi-automatic. And they're using stories like the one I discussed in the first segment of this hour about the young lady who defended her children and is alive today, as well as are her children. Because they love to point out, see, she used a .38 revolver. You don't need that mean, nasty black handgun. That's what they're attempting to do now. Now, we sometimes coin our own words on this show, and we refer to what they're doing now as incrementalization, or what they did in the past as incrementalization, coming at you step by step by step. What they're doing now, Charles, is they're throwing the kitchen sink at you right now in that pre-planned, well-funded, coordinated, systematic attack that absolutely was, as you said, the under-the-radar. This has been going on for 4 years. This didn't just happen overnight. And now we're seeing the demonization of everybody's commonly held firearms. And they're trying to relegate us. We have a Second Amendment. They know it isn't going away. So they want us, well, we'll just see if we can get everybody to accept the 38s as the way to go. And that's a dangerous thing.
And pretty soon somebody will invent a Lamet 38 that has 11 shots and start the argument all over again.
Yeah, yeah. They won't like that too much, will they?
No, they won't at all.
All right. Executive order. Let's talk about the executive order for a moment. When I was flying back from Florida this week, you and I were discussing, as I was coming back from the airport, the use of the executive pen. What's your big fear here regarding Obama and the pen that Joe Biden says he's going to use?
Well, I think what they're going to do is they're going to tell BATFE to enforce. I think what he may do by executive order is tell them that to simply reclassify the AR-15 and everything like it, all M1A, Mini-14, just about M1 carbine, everything, just about everything semi-automatic. They're going to try to executive order reclassify them as a Class 3, same as a machine gun. And the pattern for doing that, of course, is the Stryker 12, which was done under the Clinton administration. There's a radio talk show host in the center of the country, I'm trying to think, is it Oklahoma City, who did 3 years for that, had no idea that the Stryker 12 had been reformed as a Class 3, had a guy come in and sell him one, who was a snitch for ATF. He called ATF and said, hey, what do I do with this? And they came in and busted him, and he ended up doing 3 years in the federal pen for it.
Yeah, this is the terrible decision that some Americans, millions, I say some, I say that lightly, millions of Americans will have to make if, in fact, they do try to pull that scheme. Now, I had a conversation with a politician a couple days ago. I'll leave his name out of it for now. However, his big concern was that they would go after, first off, because the Second Amendment does exist. His deal was they're not going to be able to legislate the assault weapons ban, and what he thinks they're going to do is go after the quote unquote mythical gun show loophole with the executive pen. And my deal was, like you, I believe they're going to try to enact some type of national registration scheme. What will happen at that point is that millions upon millions of good, hardworking, taxpaying, law-abiding citizens will be forced to make a terrible decision, and that is whether or not to comply with what they believe to be, and what we all know to be, an unlawful order from the president, thereby becoming a criminal literally overnight, which opens up the doors for what, Charles?
Well, it opens up the doors to do what they've always wanted to do, which is criminalize more and more people. But let me explain that in order to go after the second like that, you've got to infringe the first to do it. Let me explain to you why from a practical aspect. You know, I'm also a radio host, and I have a local program in Tucson. One of them's called Swap Shop. Now, people call, and you can pull up the website for it right now. May I give it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's libertywatchradio.com. Again, libertywatchradio.com.
Now, Charles, we've got 20 seconds, so we'll go through this one quickly, and then we'll come back from it after the break.
I'll do it in 20. I'm not doing that to promote me. The third tab down is Swap Shop. People call in and buy and sell and trade guns all the time. What are the police going to do, run code 3 to everybody who reads their gun on the radio for sale? I'm not the only person on the planet with a show like that. There's hundreds of them all over the country.
Absolutely, and if they can criminalize that, and that, you're right. Charles, can you stick around with us?
Absolutely, I'm on the side for you.
Great, appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, Charles Hauer, Jews for Preservations of Firearm Ownership. I'm Mark Walters, back after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
We We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, and you are on the Armed American Radio Network, coast to coast, across this great country. Make you feel a little bit better. Larry Pratt doesn't believe that any gun control bill is going to make it through Congress. I personally don't either. Don't want to make any predictions. Hate to do that. But I just don't. I'm not smelling the appetite. And the contacts that I am speaking to are agreeing with me that the appetite is not there. And, you know, you can get this, you know, you want to talk politics. I don't believe that the Republican House of Representatives, after getting burned on the supposed fake fiscal cliff issue, are showing any inclination to want to give Obama anything else he's looking for.
Oh, so no, you can
thank goodness that you have, as weak as it is, as weak as Boehner and the rest of them are, you can thank goodness that you have a check and a balance and a veto power essentially in the House of Representatives to put the skids on anything coming out of the Senate. So I'm feeling pretty good about that right now, and I'm hearing that from some people. I'll leave them anonymous right now, but I feel good about that. Sean, you want to say something?
Yeah, I don't. After the fiscal cliff with quotations, no, I don't see Boehner. He's already getting beat up on that. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think there's any inclination. And now, again, we have to worry about the executive pen. Charles Heller is hanging out on the side of the road to us. We'll get to Charles in just 1 second. Some business. PennyGunAuction.com. PennyGunAuction.com. You want to check this out. 20 free bids. That auction is going off already right now. The price of the gun is up to about $2.07. You can win in the auction your choice of a baby Desert Eagle or a Glock. Make sure you check it out. PennyGunAuctions.com. The fun part about it is when you register, your new time registration, it's totally free. You get 20 free bids. Use the promo code WIN in caps and get in on that auction. You'll win that gun. If you win that gun, for pennies on the dollar. Very cool stuff. Armed American Radio listeners are winning. You should be too. Check out the free bids. WIN is the promo code in caps. Make sure you check it out. The auction, or no, I'm sorry, not the auction, Sean. We have a petition.
Yes.
Salem Radio Network is putting out. I'll get to that after this segment. I want to go back to Charles, who is on the side of the road, hanging in there for Armed American Radio. Charles Heller, Jews, Preservation of Firearms Ownership. How you doing?
Heads up and eyes open.
I'm telling
ready
you.
Ready for radio.
Well, we were talking about criminalizing good law-abiding, tax-paying, hard-working citizens for simply exercising what is today mm-hmm. their constitutional right. Charles, go. No, go ahead,
well,
please.
What I'm wondering out loud, and I'm asking for your feedback, is I wonder what percentage, if they do convert semi-automatics over to the same classification as machine guns, I wonder what percentage of compliance they're going to get. There's another reason for this, and that's that here's one of the dirty secrets of the deal, and that is for every AR that's out there, there's probably a strip blower that exists in somebody's bottom drawer.
Sure there is.
I know people who've got four or five of them laying around, and they were going to do various builds. They had ideas to do various builds for instance, a long-range upper and then an urban carbine and then a this or that. A couple of them are going to SBR them and turn them into 7 to 10-inch barrels and have sort of an entry-style gun. And, there's a whole bunch of different projects that people have got, and now, of course, they're sitting on a gold mine, or they could be sitting on a toxic waste dump if they get totally banned. But the point of the matter is that there are so many parts for ARs. If you go to, Crossroads of the West Gun Show, the SAR one in Phoenix, mm-hmm. which I think is the second largest gun show in the United States. There are tables and tables and tables of nothing but uppers and all kinds of parts for ARs. And there's enough parts out there for two of every build that everybody ever wanted to do. And just because they criminalize the receiver doesn't mean they criminalize all the other parts. So if you got a receiver and you go on the internet and figure out how to put all the parts together, there's probably a 40-year supply of these of just ARs.
Right.
Not counting M1As and every other and FALs and spring and M1 carbines, there's probably a 40-year supply of ARs out there. There's probably a 70-year supply of magazines out there. It'll get expensive, but they're out there.
Oh, they're expensive right now.
Well, that'll go away. If this blows over, that'll go away. But I'll tell you what, there'll never be a dry, there'll never be a full shelf on them again, because people, if this does blow over, people will go out and buy them in droves. But yeah. The point of the matter being is, I wonder what kind of compliance rate they're getting. My guess, 25-30% compliance, 70-75% non-compliance.
And, you know, I don't know that there's any way, Charles, that we'll ever know that, because anybody who doesn't comply isn't going to say they didn't comply. You know, so we're going to have simply estimates. What we could do is get a statistic from the federal government about how many people complied versus how many. I mean, look, just in the last 3 weeks, there's been a 10-year kick in sales. I mean, they that's how stupid these people are.
Well, I know that, but let's get down to real life here. Ian, I think what will happen if they do succeed in banning them and they get low compliance is they'll do some high profile raids to try and scare people into complying. And people like me, who had an organization that the BATFE hates and is known to have certain guns that might be on the list, I think. That, and of course, you know what will happen in a raid like that. The person, for forensic purposes, will be found with a gun, and that'll explain what happened, with explain in quotes. And once that happens to a few people, the American public will get the general idea that they want to comply. But what it'll do is, when a couple of those raids don't go too well, the American public will realize just how vulnerable law enforcement really is in these circumstances. And at that point, you will probably have open warfare. Furthermore, no one will, unless a police officer has said out loud in the clear that he won't obey any legal order, basically he's an oath keeper, no one will trust the police. And it'll more or less destroy the relationship that law enforcement has with the civilian public. And it'll very much harden the attitude, and what it'll have to do in order to stay alive, cops are going to have to armor up and gun up in order just to drive around. And I'm really concerned that's not the kind of society I want to live in. And plus, I'm a pretty high-value target. I'd probably be one of the first ones to go, you know.
Are you saying you're on a list, Charles?
You, me, I don't know if you, because you got a high enough profile, but people like me that aren't, you know, the guys that are that well known, but we produced a documentary called The Gang, about the evils of BATFE, the brutal and tyrannical fascist extraordinaire, and they don't like it when people say things like that and damage their credibility, because we present the evidence of what was done to a man named Len Savage. ATF tried to go after him, and our organization went to bat for him and produced the video, and when the video went viral, BATFE stopped harassing Mr. Savage.
Well, it was incredibly effective. It's a great video. I've seen it many times. Listen, you know, are we talking about the same organization that Obama referred to in his press conference within hours of the shooting in Sandy Hook when he said something, and, oh, I guess maybe I'll just quote him, along the lines of this. This Congress hasn't confirmed an acting director of the ATF in 6 years. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms needs an acting director. This is the very organization, and I quote, charged with keeping illegal guns out of the hands of criminals, unquote. That same ATF that allowed thousands of guns to walk across the Mexican border and were put into the hands under this administration of the most vicious killers on the planet, the Mexican cartels, and are now turning up at crime scenes and murder scenes by the thousands, including our own Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry. That ATF, Charles?
Yep, also the... And by the way, Mark, I must respectfully correct. They did not allow, they enabled.
Okay, thank you.
They enabled the guns to be transferred to prohibited possessors by... conspiring with FBI to alter the NICS system to allow one fellow to buy from Lone Wolf Guns 360 firearms.
Thank you very much, and that is enabling. Charles, we're going to ask you to stay on the side of the road if you can, or if not, we understand. We'll be back after these messages here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters with Charles Heller. Back after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms@KAHR.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Have you ever wondered how the media talks about your rights to own a gun? Do you know what your politicians, what they really think about you owning a gun? I discuss that and answer some of these questions in my new documentary, Gun Laws, A National Debate. Hello, this is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable. Hey!
If you don't call into our broadcast, we want to know what you're thinking. We're family. We're connected. We're Armed American Radio on Facebook and on armedamericanradio.com. Here again, Mark Walters.
Yeah! Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. We got to change that bumper. That just reminds me of a group of skinheads out there somewhere. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's Ministry. That was after they were kind of soft like this.
All right, that's soft?
Oh, they were actually a
harder than that.
No, they were actually kind of a new wave group.
before today.
Oh, no, dude. New wave. Let's throw some Cracker in there or something. Okay, let's get some good 90s alternative rock and roll and get
I'm
rid of that.
I'm waiting for you to send me the link.
I mean, that just stresses me out more than I already am.
Well, it's action music. Because okay. We're going to be talking about action here in a few minutes.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's change that action. Salem Radio Network. Let's go there for just a second. SRNonline.com is the distributor and syndicator of this broadcast nationwide. Some of the Salem hosts, of course, Mike Gallagher, Bill Bennett, Hugh Hewitt, Michael Medved, Dennis Prager, et al., and yours truly. Salem Radio Network supports your right to keep and bear arms in a way that you're not going to see other media do. Salem Radio Network has begun a petition at, and I want you to go there. It's vital because this petition, Sean, where is this petition being sent?
It is being sent to all of Congress and the White House.
Okay, it's up to over 30,000 names now.
Yes.
And, of course, Salem Radio Network, good friends of ours, of course, and good friends of yours for bringing Armed American Radio to you every single week and keeping this issue alive. Now, we're heading into our fourth year in April. Will be the fourth year. We'll be getting into the fourth year of Armed American Radio. That's huge. On close to 200 outlets already, believe it or not.
Yep.
We are adding more. Price, Utah, by the way. Welcome to the show. I forgot about that.
Where is Price, Utah?
Price, Utah, baby. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Terre Haute, Indiana, you're coming to the Armed American Radio Network. Big FM talker out there. So a lot's getting ready to happen here, ladies and gentlemen. Big explosion. Of course, the interest now in, you know, what we've been discussing with you for 4 years already. And, you know, we have the second coming hasn't even gotten here yet. But we want to send you to SupportSecondAmendment.com. SupportSecondAmendment.com. And you'll hear the daytime Salem hosts driving you to this site as well. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Make sure to head there. Put your name on the list. Let's get this thing up over as big as we can get it. Let's get this thing well into six figures and over a million. Now, guys like Gallagher and everybody, when they were pushing the anti-Obamacare petition, I think it went up over a million, didn't it, Sean?
Yes.
I mean, it was huge.
Yeah, it was up there.
Overwhelming, huge impact. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff matters. SupportSecondAmendment.com. It's very simple. Go over there and sign the petition. I've done it. You need to do it. Just simply give the email address on there so they can keep you updated on the signatures and participate. Very, very important. And we appreciate their support at Salem Radio Network. Welcome back to the show. Charles Heller on the side of the road out there in Arizona. What's up?
Well, I want to tell you a couple things. Number one, I'm offended at your music that you're not using The Guardian, a great song about the Second Amendment that I wrote, and you ought to be using that for your bumper music.
We should put that in there. In fact, I know that song. If I'm not mistaken, didn't you send us a disc with all that?
I sent you the sound files of it, but I'll send it again if you want.
Yeah, yeah, let's do that. You've got some great music on there, and that's some of the same stuff that you play out on your station and show out in right. That beautiful Tucson, Arizona. We're coming out there to see you real soon, too, by the way. Yeah, we definitely will if we're still allowed to.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. There's another thing I want to tell you that I'd like to see you participate in. One of the things we have at JPFO is the Silence the Violence Project. The Silence the Violence Project is a media initiative. And what it says is that part of the reason, if you look at Colonel David Grossman, and I know you've had him on your program, I've had him on mine.
Right.
If you look at what Colonel David Grossman says, talks about, it's that part of the reason that these people do these heinous acts is because they're terribly hurt, terribly damaged. They want to strike out in a way that's most emotionally damaging to people, as this latest one in Connecticut did. And they want to die, and what they fear is not... is not being stopped. They don't fear death. What they fear is failure. And failure for them would be to die in without notoriety. So what you and I can do as broadcasters, you more so than me because you have a great, much greater reach, is agree never to mention the name of the man who shot, of the maggot who shot Gabrielle Giffords, or the maggot who shot all those kids in Connecticut, or the maggot who shot those people in the theater in Colorado, and so on and so forth. Let's do the what you call the Old Testament, I call the Bible. Let's do the Old Testament routine called shunning. Let us shun them in the media. Let us not say their names. Now, if you say, well, gee, you know, First Amendment and all that, there's a precedent for this. Paul Harvey, when he reported on Columbine, talked about it and then said, the perpetrators would love for me to say their name. And then he went dead air for 4 seconds and then said, page two.
And, you know, you bring up a great point, and we do adhere to that regimen here on this show. We do not give these people their due. And I want to point out, Charles, I can't stand the mainstream media. Anybody that listens to this show knows my disdain for today's excuse for journalism, and it is a pathetic one at that. Long ago abandoned any semblance of objectivity in the mainstream media, and you are witnessing it right now, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't see it, I don't care what your political persuasion, you're not capable of having an intelligent, rational conversation with me, that's for sure. But the fact of the matter is, Charles, that the mainstream media now pushing this agenda, combined with a very dangerous 24-hour news cycle and everybody competing to get the story first, leads to the misinformation we saw. And I'm convinced that some of it was intentional, on some of the networks anyway. When we see these type of stories breaking, and here they are, I mean, just day after day after day with the photograph of this guy, his name. He got everything he wanted within the first 15 minutes.
Right.
He was globally famous, Mark, and that's got to stop.
Here's my challenge to you, Mark. Here's what I'd love to see you do, if I can be so bold as to request it.
Yes, you can.
You do a lot of media, national media interviews. I would like you to talk about the Silence the Violence Project.
Sure.
I don't care if you can take it as claim it's your own idea. I don't really care. The point is, I want to get it out in the media. I don't care if the media agrees to do it or not. I want the public to hear of the request be made, because I would love to see someone look Piers Morgan in the eye and say, you know, Piers, you are contributing to this, and you could stop tomorrow by simply not mentioning the name of the killer. And I wish you would give your word, Piers. You claim to be for peace. I wish you would give your word, sir, that you will never say the name of a perpetrator again.
Well, you know, Charles, it does matter, and it does help when people give these people's names out. I don't think I've ever mentioned the Columbine killer's name. I don't think I've mentioned Aurora's name, and I've not mentioned on this program, will I ever mention the Connecticut murderer's names, and we have come to the end of the hour.
Or the Tucson one.
The Tucson, yeah. Oh, hey, Charles, thank you.
I'm going to leave you and get back on the highway and start heading towards Kingman.
safe travels, my friend. We'll see you in a couple days out there at the SHOT Show. A good one it will be. Ladies and gentlemen, Charles Heller from Jews. You betcha. Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. We'll give you their website in just a little bit. We do have Alan Corwin on the phone. A little bit of time change mix up there. I apologize. We're dealing with three time zones between here, Dallas, and Arizona, where Alan is. And we'll bring Alan to you for the next hour with David Kodria in the roundtable. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that caveman. Carry the biggest club you can find. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio, and we'll be back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com. Trinity. 1-800-936-5496.
Over the river and through the woods to
Walmart.
We go. The horse is the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
Through the white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the...
Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie...
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad or an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.